And now this is a dictation for Janice Donahue, D-O-N-O-H-U-E, September 2055, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Janice. Chronic renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March. Offered her an in-person visit. She declined. We did it on the phone. Denies hospital visit. There has been some bronchitis treated with antibiotics and cough syrup. Denies pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis or the need of oxygen, no pleuritic discomfort, orthopnea PND. Weight appetite is stable. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urination, no cloudiness of blood. Has chronic dyspnea that restricts her mobility. Also feeling fatigue, no chest pain palpitation syncope, to start physical therapy and occupational therapy, edema improve, trying to do low salt, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, medication list review, I will highlight bicarbonate replacement, Lasix, hydralazine, nitrates, metolazone, propranolol, I started on iron 3 days a week, on cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents, blood pressure at home in the 180s over 70s. She's able to speak in full sentences, no severe respiratory distress, and normal speech without expressive aphasia or dysarthria. She does have no reported localized weakness. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries in April, creatinine 1.8. If anything is improved, as she was running before 2.3 and 3. Present GFR 30, stage 3 to 4, with a normal sodium potassium, normal acid base. Albumin is running low, corrected calcium, low normal, phosphorus not elevated. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.9 with an MCV of 97. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 to 4. Next number, diabetic nephropathy, probably nephrotic range proteinuria with edema and low albumin. Next number, hypertension poorly controlled. I'm going to increase the hydralazine from 50 to twice a day to 3 times a day. Next number, anemia, denies external bleeding. She has a history of AFib, but she is not on anticoagulation. Consider EPO treatment. Next number, chronic dyspnea, likely from CHF. Previously, pleural effusion. She has volume overload and Nasarca, importance of salt fluid restriction, continued pressing diuretics, Lasix, and metolazone. Potassium is normal without replacement. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient at length, encouraged to come in person. She is going to try to get transportation. I will see her close home in Mount Pleasant. End of dictation.